36. Life is one sex, death another, but not the other, and no reason to die to get there. Living, I want to depart to where I am. Not. That is the journey, to get there living, and still see the yellow of the everlasting rose, and smell it too, which Dante never admits he does or did. But imagine it, fragrance of June, rose sighs of the sky, when even now at noon we stop at the boulder among roses to talk, a talk stone where the cell phone works, far mainland goddess of traffic. I found this fetish underneath the breastbone. Tell time for me, tell time to come for me. Time's in a woman, her hands. No warrior understands a clock. No clock tells time. And not that bright shield spun across the sky, so enamored with going down hell's bridge to that island where they drink the milk of steel and sew their fingers to the pommel of the sword and sleep in fire. Try to escape from logic. Supply, demand, the market's leery. The school bell rings. Everything happens when we make sense. 37. Sunday in the park. The light from the lamp falling on the failed poem. An ordinary evening. Never let the poor woman rest. Feet all day, back all night. Salt and urine, a slip of God's tongue. Truth is a horizon. And beyond it neither true nor false, only the unremembered, indescribable where she comes from. In Italy, people call her Verità, and what do people know? Only their shapes make sense, only their skin is true, where beauty lives, single molecule thick layer of philosophy. 38. Pale flag of someone's otherness, I taste on the island wind, wantless in gazing. Mouse trapped in memory again, ridiculous as usual, seagull in a golf cart, or trying to speak French. Roses to think about, postulation, what a Sophophila does, or baby nun declaring her identity, provisional as an argument of will before the altar. Pascal must have knelt at too. Stringing words together to say what is it feels that humming in his head. Sounds like an ancient romance he read as a child. Roland's horn calls far away the kill, but he doesn't know how to die. Philosophy is infant sex, because philosophy has no other. That is its consolation. Everything that can be thought is true, enough to think it. 39. What is worrying you this grumbled morning? Smokestacks of the mainland. When I climb the hill, I see far off the coastline of America. It makes me wonder where I think I am. Wandering island. Nomads have tribes. But I have only this. Hesiety, he said. The definition of this has been the chief work of philosophers in recent days. Say, since Cusanus bathed in the Adige, its quick cold waters anxious for a south, he guessed was made up richly of a million thises, splendent in the sun, and sheep nearby, and nightingales, and untouched shepherdesses with their songs. And where such music was, you'd find your this, not far from goat and olive, where folk eat cheese and bread, and unashamedly say prayers to the moon, calling her Mother of God, Our Lady, who takes all fear away. That's why they say the moon is made of green cheese, because her great light is domestic light, our light, mother light, nourishing and guide, smiling home light, full tonight, above this sea you hate me to discuss. 40. What makes a thing go on, or makes it think what it is thinking, or makes it think that what it's thinking is worth thinking out loud unto some other, a girl, say, quiet among shadow of a ruined abbey, purple flowers small in the stone cracks, or mortarless ashlars of the mind, because the mind is always ruined, to begin with, roofless, a court of owls and crows open to blue heaven. The mind is a great shipwreck. But she's walking around the ruins, blessing herself from the dry, holy water stoop, the broken font. And he wants to think at her, think his thinking her way till she hears him. Only if thinking gets all the way over to her can thinking really think, not just wander, ruined, in ruinless shade, not even a broken wall to call its own. Some skin, the think thing, thing thinks in him. Skin wander, lust and starry night, the whole world indoors, tea stain on the white towel, that's it at last, the map of my original country. The road he'd been following, all those persons, all that skin, to find this one. He wanted to say something to you about you. A preposition is a proposition. The devil's golden chain linked from ear to ear. Darling, not what we say, but what we hear. 41. From dream to dream it moves. Call it history, those spaces in between. The dream marks the day, and tonight's the night, and tell me when you wake, who made you cry out in your sleep? All the words clear, meaningless, but no names, just like now. Build a whole life that way, with no names. A ship to get away from your life, a ship from Travemünde into the mild Baltic, frozen 100 meters out from shore. All that we can remember is weather, and architecture is the permanent climate of our space. People, shadows in cathedrals, bus depots and esplanades. No wonder Ensor saw only masks around the man. It's our fault, not theirs, we can barely see. We don't remember, only the faces that we shouldn't, who stare at us impassive in the dream, in reverie, the faces we studied too long, or feared too much. Just clouds now overhead, just fatuous resemblances, pale marks on dark meat, my mother's, the sound of someone knowing something. 42. A scream a wordless feeling is, speak clearly to dissemble it, let language do its work. Silence is evidence, word hides mind, so you pass uninterpreted through the chattering street. What other hideout have you but the heart, so few words the heart can hear? What other camouflage but talk? Even then you'll never tell. The sun at midnight you see shining, risen in your body when you think this or that. And the sun rises always from inside, only later does it poke its steely face through the clouds on Nashua. 43. Certain images do not leave alone. The cellar stairs off the hallway keep latched at night, or Bruno burning. Who's down there? Into the February sky. So many years. Memory is a mistranslation of what never happened, could have happened. The world itself, a mistranslation of a lost original. Intention like a bird into the empty sky's vast code, finding her way home, or not, being non-recursive, lost, like Whitman's seabird. That is not a word, it's sunlight on the water, and a wing lifting through it. A wave, he said, not a thing, you know, just a behavior, as even you one day might smile to see a miller come all guano white from his hard work. And the smile would belong to neither, like the acrobat's smile that Rilke wanted to bottle and label and dispense. A chemical of joy, like the pigeons whirling through the gritty smoke of Bruno burning. The words are stones, rubble from the torn-down houses of exiled countesses. Has it never been explained to you that reading a book is a violation? Savages squatting in a great palazzo, camping, shitting on the floor, campfire in the great salon, sleeping anywhere. A reader lives in a book that way, attentive only to his own needs, impoverished appetite and meager understanding, never guessing how the bell pull works, or what god the dumbwaiter serves, or how to use the tantalus or microwave. Yet it's all around him, even in the least of books, a wilderness of missed connections. Even the best reader is the worst translator, missing the point of everything, being literal at the wrong moment, hinting profundities when all the author meant was cellar door and cellar stairs, down to the unused coal bin, where as a child he sat and read books just like this and kept the demons off with one small lamp. Light is like a map, the word it shows, a lost river off the Amazon and never come home. So that thick Greek grammar that saved his life night after night, when the spooks walked out of his head and lurked, soft as silverfish in cellar dust. Since grammar is the safest art, no monstrous vex a conjugating scholar, and Mahler hums on the record changer, disc after disc dropping to continue, the ever-shimmering blue of distances receding. It is the only story he knows worth telling. The distances, the tune of separation, the way a mirror is obsessed with the momentary face that stares into it wide-eyed with self-analysis. But what if a mirror could remember, or the sky remember every one of us, and Bruno be with God, and clowns run through the street, hammering people with balloons, shaking their rattles like rain in the jungle. But no water, just the flame around the stake. Stay in the long place, the long belonging, the ordinary, the tissue in the closet, sometimes the fireplace, the kitchen sink. One bends over it to wash the dark green leaves of feldsalat. One bends lower to examine a suspect leaf. And as one bends, one is also being scrutinized. The air has eyes, you know. The wind has quiet fingers. They try to understand you deep, why everything is green. Who taught us to do these things with our bodies?